Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's a special edition of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture video and podcast, and today we are talking Dual Diagnosis with rock legend Dave Navarro. I can't even believe we're having this conversation. Thank you for your time, Dave. It's great to have you here today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Brett.
Yes. Well, if you are a child of the 80s, 90s, I mean, really, Ink Masters, the list goes on and on, you will definitely know our guest. We're talking about this brand new art installation project that Dave has, Dual Diagnosis. And when I found out about this, I got very excited. I was like, I want to talk to him about it. So what is this and how did this come about for you, Dave?
Well, what Dual Diagnosis is a partnership between myself and a woman named Padilla. And we are both independent artists. So we work in the art field and we became friends. And it actually started out as a conversation. So we were just kind of riffing on the phone, talking about different ideas. And one of us said a phrase and we said, oh, we should make a t-shirt that says that, which we did. And then we eventually started an apparel line. And then the whole apparel line was aimed at kind of helping erase the stigma around mental health issues,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, there's a lot of people suffering out there and there's nothing that really speaks to them in a really nice, creative and fun way. You know, I mean, part of the thing is when you talk about mental health, there's always this ominous kind of like dark tone that comes up and it gets really serious and it really kind of, you know. And we want to do it and we want to open it up with kind of with a smile, kind of with a sense of humor and kind of just say that it's okay to be different. You're not alone. And so we started the apparel line, which was aimed at that, which eventually ended up kind of fusing into street art. So we started doing street art installations and then we started selling prints that had our messaging on them. And sooner or later we started doing fine art. And so we've done a couple of fine art shows and we ended up having the opportunity to work with West Chelsea Contemporary in Austin, Texas, which is one of the most, elite galleries in the world, which we both can't believe that we have the opportunity to work there. And so now we have a display at West Chelsea Contemporary of all our fine art works. And that's open and running in Austin, Texas until April 17th.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I think especially now, I think people just in general are craving content and just to be able to go out and experience art and culture again. You know what I'm saying? And really,
yeah.
This is a lot of fun. And of course, yourself, attached to all of this is fantastic. Can we get a website link, Dave, for people to be able to connect to?
Yeah, it's dualdiagnosis.com, but it's spelled D-U-A-L. So really, the concept there is that, you know, dual diagnosis, I see, it's D-U-E-L. I see that you have D-U-A-L up there.
D-U-E-L, okay, we'll fix that, no problem.
Yeah, you can fix that. But the concept is that, you know, we've all heard the phrase dual diagnosis when certain patients are suffering from multiple illnesses, they throw that term around. But what ends up happening is that it creates an internal battle. And so there's almost a duel going on in your head. So that's kind of the play on that word. So it's dualdiagnosis.com. And there you can find some of our fine art. You can find our apparel line, our t-shirts, even prints with our messaging on it. And it's just really, let me put it to you this way. Everybody's familiar with the phrase live, laugh, love.
Yes.
Or happiness is a choice, right? And those phrases, although they really speak to millions and millions of people and they really identify with them, for someone who's suffering with a severe mental illness, those phrases can be very alienating because they don't have any kind of connection to something like that. And so what we do is that we try and broaden the spectrum and show that it's okay to not feel that way. In fact, many of us don't feel that way all the time. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It depends on where you are in your particular day and how you're feeling. And so one of my favorite pieces that we have is it's a diptych. There's two panels. One side says live, laugh, love. The other side says die, cry, hate.
Nice.
Because we're completing the circle of the human experience. You know what I mean? And I think that's a way of us saying it's okay to feel all of these feelings. And like I said, to have kind of a little bit of a sense of humor attached to it doesn't hurt, because when you're talking about something that's as important as mental health and mental health awareness, you know, we don't necessarily want to have it be in that heavy tone where someone feels like they're diagnosed and mm-hmm. they're different and they're not a part of the rest of the world, when in fact much of the world suffers from some form of mental illness or another, and especially after the past 2.5 years. I mean,
yeah.
we've seen a lot of people struggling. We've seen an influx in overdoses, excuse me. And, so it's been a really traumatic global 2.5 years. So
yeah,
we're just really honored to be able to share our message and have it resonate the way it has been.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, as somebody who personally has struggled with mental health, just with a lot of issues, I mean, outside of the pandemic, but really just in life, you know, going yeah. through different things, divorce, being a single dad, you know, and really just being able to be okay with all of that, you know what I'm saying? And just go, it's okay. Like, there's help, there's things to be done. And the fact, Dave, that you've taken the time to go out and really just spearhead this and not just be a talking head about it, but really just boots to the ground, you know what I'm saying, is massive. And I think people can connect with that. So again, just thank you so much, and exciting things. The art is gorgeous.
Thank you.
One last question here. I know we have a tight wrap, but the last 2 years have been crazy. I know you've been working on this. We got new music coming. Are we doing more Ink Masters? What can you tell us? Because I would be remiss, and my listeners and viewers would kill me if I didn't ask.
Well, Jane's Addiction is very much still active. And we have a number of shows coming up this year. And then I also started a new band with Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters, Chris Chaney from Jane's Addiction. That band is called NHC. And you can find us on Spotify. We have a number of tracks out, and we're probably going to continue releasing tracks on a monthly or a bi-monthly basis. And so that's kind of what I did with the pandemic, is just worked on art and music and just kind of kept myself busy, because let's face it, I was already insane to begin with. I didn't need 2 years of isolation to go more insane.
I don't think any of us did, but yeah, I get it. I love it. Well, this is awesome. Dual Diagnosis. We will put the link to all of that. It's DUEL Diagnosis. My producer changed it. Yes.
You fixed it on the spot, like on the fly.
We're professional over here, man, especially. My producer who's watching on the back end, she's like, oh crap. So let's go ahead and fix it really quick. And of course, we'll make
sure. Thank you for doing that.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Well, I mean, at least we spelled your name right. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, so exciting. Again, I've been a fan forever. I'm excited. This has been a real pleasure. An honor chatting with you, Dave. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Brett.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly-doo.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.